Selection of the name Grand Lake. Official name is Grand Lake Oh, the Cherokees. I understand Henry Holderman, whose dream it was for the lake to happen, suggested Lake Marion in honor of his father.
Well, there were, of course, a lot of names suggested, but since this was Cherokee country, it seemed logical to honor the Cherokees in that respect.
Indian Lake was thought of, Langley Lake, Will Rogers Lake, Wiley Post Lake. The Tusser Tribune and the Vinita Daily Journal conducted a contest for names. 600 entries came in. On March 22, 1940, then we had Marguerite Buffington Garner, the 47-year-old medical secretary from Vinita.
Named at Lake O, right. The Cherokee.
No one seems to know what she meant by the abbreviation O. Might have meant Lake of the Cherokees, and she never came real clear, I don't think, on that.
I think that's for scholars to debate.
Some believe the name meant Lake over the Cherokees. The lake is likely over some Cherokee graves that were not identified. The lake was located in the heart of the Cherokee Nation allotment, so that's where the name came from.
Again, it's one of those things that you can discuss when you don't have absolutely anything else to talk about.
Then the lake became better known as Grand Lake. However, the official name of the river is not Grand River.
It's Neosho.
Neosho River.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Neosho itself had something in the neighborhood of 12 names by various French, Spanish, and Indian tribes. It had been named the Bull River, Six Bulls.
Before it was officially named Neosho?
Yes. Neosho is, I believe, a Osage word.
I understand it means clear or bright water.
Mm-hmm. This was Osage country originally. The Osage were in this part of the world from roughly 1300 and absolutely owned everything from the Missouri River to the Red River, essentially from the Mississippi to the Rocky Mountains. And these Osage tribesmen were fierce fighters, 6 to 7 feet tall. If looking at them wouldn't scare the opponents to death, fighting them would be something else. They absolutely owned the territory, but when the United States government started inundating them with Western Cherokees, Eastern Cherokees, the other civilized tribes, and white people, finally they were just overwhelmed by numbers. But a lot of these names that we have are Osage-oriented.
And then grand may have come from the French word,
yeah,
meaning big, great, or large.
Right. As a matter of fact, I think Jean Choteau called it La River Grande. La River Grande.
Right.
He was one of the first.
But then the Osages, were they pushed then? We have Osage County, and the Osages were dominant in that area of Oklahoma.
In 1836, the government formally treated with them to move them to Kansas because they had just literally been run out. They had fought back, and there had been all kinds of clashes between the Cherokee and other tribes. But by 1836, they agreed to move to Kansas, and then some way they ended back up in Osage County.
There's still controversy about the name Grand Lake or the Cherokees or Grand Lake. So finally, in an effort to resolve, now we're getting into modern time, the issue. The Oklahoma Board of Geographic Names recommended Grand Lake O, the Cherokees, as the official name. I noticed they made a capital O, and Ms. Warner had a small O, which is a small thing, and we can discuss later at another time. But it's something I noticed. But anyway, they made it the Cherokees as the official name.
Discuss that over drinks.
They suggested that Grand Lake be the recommended version of the name to be used on maps and publications. So this is interesting. It was in 1995 that the Secretary of the Interior, Bruce Babbitt, officially informed Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating that the federal government had accepted the name changes recommended by the state board. And so in 95, the whole thing that is completed.
Well, we're pleased to see once again that the government moves slowly but accurately.